Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to you live with my question and answer session. Just dropped one on the ground. That'll be in for tomorrow. Karen has asked, if someone has a tummy they'd like to keep discreet, would wearing jeans that button, specifically gold or silver buttons, versus dark buttons that blend into the fabric be drawing attention to the area? Or would they serve as a camouflage? Well, I really think that the jeans buttons tend to add bulk, no matter what kind of button they are. And particularly jeans buttons, which are like a rivet buttons and they have a bit more depth, they're going to add more bulk. So the last thing I'd want to be doing is wearing a gold or silver button where I don't want people to look. Because remember, where we add detail, where we add interest, where we add more stuff, we draw attention. And so therefore, a gold or a silver button is actually likely to draw attention to your tummy, and it's not going to hide it. Versus a dark button, something that blends with the fabric, is actually going to be much more slimming and distract. Like, it's not going to distract you to your tummy. And then, of course, if you want to distract away from your tummy so you don't want people to notice it, so I always think keep it plain, boring, and simple in areas you want to camouflage. So plain, boring, and simple in areas you want to camouflage, and then create interest and detail other places. So put your interest and detail up near your face. This is where necklaces, this is where jewelry, scarves, all those things really do their work for you. So the answer to your question is don't go the gold or silver buttons. Go the more neutral, the more blended button, and then draw attention away from your tummy or with some detail elsewhere in your outfit. So it could be a pattern in your top, it could be a scarf, jewelry, necklace, all those sorts of things, some fabulous earrings, whatever you like. But keep what you don't want people to notice, and this works for any part of the body. Keep what you don't want people to notice plain, simple, boring, and no extra distraction in that area. Next question. So Rebecca's asked, how can a high color contrast person who prefers neutral balance their desire for an all neutral outfit while still looking their best? So if we are thinking about a high color contrast person, ideally looks better wearing multiple colors. So this is where the colored neutral is going to come into play, really importantly. So instead of wearing neutrals such as all brown or all black, all grey, those achromatic, more achromatic sort of neutrals, black, white and grey are achromatic, versus our other neutrals, our browns, our navies, olives, you know, sage greens, camels, tans, those kind of colours. Even though they're neutrals, they are come from colour. So for someone who has a high colour contrast but who enjoys wearing neutrals, I'd be actually wearing a mix of coloured neutrals. This won't look bland or boring in the way that just an all-neutral outfit is really going to make you look a bit dead, and it'll make you look more colourful in yourself. So this is where I would be adding maybe it would be a camel jacket with navy pants and a sage, kind of olivey sage, you know, still neutral, but in that, you know, green top, for example. Or you could have a white top and then, you know, some sort of sagey green scarf. Something, what we're doing is we're adding those coloured neutrals to the outfit rather than just doing head to toe monochromatic one sort of neutral. Or, you know, no colours at all. So if we think about those coloured neutrals, this is where I'd be utilising those heavily. If they really want to wear the more black, white, grey, you know, neutrals head to toe, could they think about adding at least a scarf or a necklace in a colour instead of just being completely all neutral? Because it's really going to help them come alive. I mean, of course, personality always comes into this. If their personality is very neutral and they really want to wear all neutrals, look, you know, you can do that, but you're never going to look as good as when you're wearing some colour. So I'm always thinking about how can we get around this? And it might be, you know, I like to wear neutral bottoms and that's fine. Even lots of colored, you know, people who've got high color contrast love a neutral bottom. But then it's, can I wear a top? Maybe it's mostly neutral with a pop of color that's a pattern, something like that as well. Thinking about just having some sort of color in your outfit instead of just all neutrals, whether it's in an accessory, or it's in a garment or in part of a pattern. You know, there's different ways we can think about how to add that color into the outfit. It doesn't have to be head to toe color. Just because someone's high color contrast doesn't mean they have to wear head to toe color. They just need some color in the outfit. Otherwise, they look really kind of at odds with their outfit. There's kind of a fighting. It's almost like a head on top of an outfit and they are unrelated to each other. And you really want to look like a whole person, not just a floating head. And that's what I notice when I'm seeing the wrong colors or when I'm seeing the wrong kind of color contrast or value contrast, I tend to see it's like a floating head where the head is disconnected from the body. So really what I want to do is we want to create harmony and we want to create balance head to toe, and this is where that color contrast and of course value contrast both come into the picture. And our last question for the day comes from Elizabeth, who says, I'm high value contrast, low color contrast, and an A shape, so a pear shape. How can I successfully wear a top in a bright medium color? That's really easy. In fact, it's simple. You're just wearing one color. Everybody, even if they have low color contrast, can still wear one color with their neutrals. So a pear shape, you'd wear the bright top, you know, the medium value top on your top and the dark color on your bottom. When we think about a bright with a dark behaves like a high value contrast. And even two different colors, even if you're low color contrast, if you wear colors that are more different from each other, this is where it could be a navy bottom, so a colored neutral bottom, and then a red top, that acts also like a higher color contrast or an orange top, something when we, you know, it creates this appearance of contrast. And we often don't notice what sort of contrast it is. We just know that there is contrast there. So when you need contrast, you sometimes, you know, whether it's value contrast or color contrast, we have to add contrast in. And even if you have a high value contrast, sometimes putting a high color contrast in can make people go, yeah, there's contrast there. I see contrast and that works. Not realizing it's not the ideal set of contrast, but at least it's some sort of contrast. So thinking about that, it's the wearing that a bright with a dark creates a high value, you know, a high value contrast. It appears to be like that. So you don't even have to worry about that. You want to wear your, you know, kind of medium value tops, but that are in brighter colors, particularly warmer colors too, your bright reds and pinks and oranges, those sorts of colors. When we're talking the warm overtone colors there, they will really pop against a dark color, which you'd wear on your bottom as a pear shape, because that's going to draw attention up away from your bottom half. And then it's going to create that high value contrast. The other way of doing it, just a little tip, is find a dense, busy pattern to have in your bottom half. So particularly a skirt tends to work better than a pair of pants. So a dense, busy pattern that's a high value contrast in itself. And then it has the color of the top in it, so you're drawing attention up. So maybe the skirt is black and white and red, for example. And then we'll wear the red top in the half. We've got that high value contrast there, and we have that, you know, only a low color contrast because we've only got one color there. So neutral plus one color is still a low color contrast. We're not adding a lot of color into the equation. So you can do that really easily when you have a low color contrast. Well, that's it for me for today. I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.